This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I don't get this. You know, I see all these other journalists, you know, they get to report on some pretty heavy-duty news, you know? Trade issues with China, border wall security, the economy. My headline today, the romaine lettuce. Romaine lettuce recall. Come on. Doctors' lives have got to be, you know, a doctor's life is some of the most fascinating. I mean, you know, we're supposed to be like 24/7 excitement, delivering babies, dealing with gunshot wounds, somebody bleeding out, Viagra that caused a greater than 4-hour erection. It should never be a dull moment. So why on earth, when a doctor takes, you know, to the radio waves, her biggest headline is some romaine lettuce is safe to eat according to the FDA. Are you kidding me? Come on, give me something juicy. Give me that. Yeah, you know what? No, honestly, the Dr. Dahlia Show news team, they kind of suck. Not the GCN. GCN Network guys, they're awesome. But the Dr. Dahlia Show news team is based in Las Vegas. And I really don't know what to do with these doofuses. I mean, can they come up? They're not even here today. I am in the studio, and there is nobody from the Dr. Dahlia Show news team. I'm looking around, there's like nobody here. It's like, where the hell is everybody? And all I get sent for my headline opener is about the romaine lettuce outbreak. This is ridiculous. There is no way my ratings are going to come anywhere near Rush Limbaugh's with this sort of BS going on. I don't know. Nevada legalized marijuana, so my guess is the Dr. Dahlia Show news team is all baked right now. There is a Dr. Dahlia Show news team. They even have placards on their cars. So if a cop pulls them over, you know, the cops are really, really cool. They know me. So, you know, people can name drop and they go, oh, I'm on the Dr. Dahlia Show news team. Yeah, you don't want to name drop me. All right, well, let's get to the headlines. Gosh, it's ridiculous. I'm putting on my glasses. Everybody drink some coffee. Yawn. Here we go. But this is important. All right. According to the FDA, it is now safe to eat some romaine lettuce. Remember right before Thanksgiving, everybody was packing up, getting ready to go for the holiday, right, the CDC. And then all of a sudden, we get a tweet from the CDC in the ninth inning, the bottom of the ninth or 11th hour, going, don't eat any romaine lettuce. If you're not sure, just don't eat it. We'll figure it out later, so to speak. I'm rephrasing the tweet. Because obviously they were on the way out, right? They were getting out of Dodge. So I had very publicly asked somebody to clock back in, right? To kind of figure out what the hell's going on with the romaine lettuce. Because restaurants had to stop serving Caesar salad. That's a big crisis. Especially in the West. California, where there's like lettuce on everything, right? Because everyone's vegan over there. The state almost crumbled. So the FDA had very rushedly figured out what the hell was going on. And they feel that the lettuce was from the California Central Coast region. So health officials said the romaine lettuce linked to the deadly E. coli outbreak that sparked an alert. Last week to avoid the lettuce appears to be from the California Central Coast. The FDA said romaine lettuce from other locations should soon be labeled with harvest dates and regions so consumers know that it's safe to eat. So they say don't eat romaine lettuce that doesn't have the label information. For romaine that doesn't come with packaging, grocers and retailers are being asked to post the information by the register. Okay, now let's just stop for a second here.
Okay?
The romaine lettuce, when I go and buy a vegetable or a fruit, with the exception of the price, I really don't read anything. And then I throw a whole bunch of stuff. I usually buy my produce first. Because once I get to the carbs, I'm in no mood to get vegetables. So I'll get my produce first. And then it'll be at the bottom, all crunchy, because you don't want your chips. I buy my chips last, right? I buy the bread last, because otherwise it's at the bottom of the shopping cart, and then it gets all smushed. So what I do is I buy the vegetables first, because who cares if they're smushed? I mean, you know, mashed green beans, who gives a damn? They're still going to taste like crap. So for them to think that I'm going to go up to the register when I've been in line now for 20 minutes upset that I even had to buy vegetables, that I'm going to stop and read and try to compare if my lettuce is okay. The grocery store shouldn't be selling the lettuce. The grocery store should not be selling the lettuce. So what happens? If I'm up there, I go up there and the grocery store goes, oh, you know what? That's one that I don't believe is clear. Well, then what the hell is it doing on my hand? As of Monday, the FDA said 43 people became ill in 12 states due to the outbreak, and another 22 people were sickened in Canada. Since romaine had a shelf life of about 21 days, health officials said last week they believed contaminated romaine could still be on the market or in people's homes. Well, then call Alpha Beta or VODs or whoever and go, guys, throw the romaine out. The FDA last week advised anyone who had romaine lettuce at their homes or businesses to withdraw and destroy the leafy greens. Also, maybe it was the FDA that was on their way out of Dodge. Well, somebody said, just guys, we'll deal with it on Monday. So that's the headline. Yeah, we do have other news. Actually, this caught my eye. I don't need the Dr. Dahlia Show news team. This caught my eye. Apparently, they're saying all these driverless vehicles are going to mean more people are going to have sex on the road. Okay, now see that to me is a more exciting story than wilted lettuce that you don't even want to buy that has to be, you know, cross-checked at a register and price it. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA, don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault. A miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I am not mean to The Dr. Dahlia Show news team. It's just that they suck. They suck. I mean, honestly. Yeah, I would really like to know where they are. All right. So, but big thanks to GCN. GCN's always there. And they're always rocking it. And they're amazing. All right, so this caught my eye. They say, this is from NBC News. NBC News says driverless cars is going to lead to more sex on the road. They say driverless cars will have a transformative impact on the future. You think? They say it's going to shake up certain industries. It's going to change the way people live and work. They say it's also going to change the way people have sex. I'm still a little confused of the ergonomics with that, because as we age, there's not a lot of rotation that the hips can do, pelvis. If there's not a way to do missionary, it's not happening for me. Just put that to rest. Well, but there's some young ones out there, so maybe they'll do it. They say, with the relative privacy of a car. Privacy of a car? I got an open Jeep. What kind of privacy is that? With the relative privacy of a car and no need to pay attention to the road, they say sex on the go, according to NBC News, will likely be common with the widespread adoption of self-driving vehicles. Now, this is according to a new paper published in the journal Annals of Tourism Research. The study reviewed papers on self-driving cars and cities to identify future trends around how self-driving cars will reshape the tourism industry. Am I just really prude? Is that something that a lot of people do? I've never, ever tried to have sex in a car. Especially when someone's driving. Okay, so that movie has been on cable. The one, I saw it in the movie theater. The one with Tom Cruise, where he works for the narcos in the 80s. Made in America or something like that. I forgot what the movie's called. And I guess there's a scene where he's flying a plane and he and the wife are having sex in the plane. I thought that was just a movie thing. Do people really do that? I mean, you would think the crashes would be publicized more, whether it's a car or a boat or a scooter. I just don't get. I mean, have I been missing out this whole time? I just thought you have sex, you wait till after dinner. You just, it's usually at night. You go to bed, lasts about 2 minutes, and that's it. It's like not. I didn't realize that there's like this whole world of, you could do it here, here, and here, like the airplane, the Mile High Club. The Mile High Club makes no sense to me, and I thought it was a lie because a airplane bathroom is really small. I had to bring, when one of my kids was babies, I had to bring the baby in there. And the only place I could put the baby is on the hook for the purse. So he was in his papoose, and I threw him on the hook so I could go to the bathroom. Because I was traveling alone, I didn't want to leave a baby, somewhere on a plane away from me. If there was barely room for me and my baby, how are two people fitting into a lavatory and able to move? Because you have to move a little bit. So I thought a lot of that was all fake, but I guess you guys need to school me, and maybe I'm wrong, but I just, again, that's something that Dr. Dahlia's show news team could have helped brief me on before the show. Now, well, what else did they say about this story? They go, I'm really getting old. According to Scott Cohen, Deputy Director of Research for the School of Hospitality and Tourism Management at the University of Surrey, he led the study, and he said this is something that seems to have stimulated interest. 60%, whoa, 60% of Americans have already had sex in a car. Really? Man, if I ever come back on this earth, I still don't think I would do that. They say, but with driverless cars, it's more than just couples who might want to sneak a quickie. They say it's a new venue for sex tourism. Oh. They say sex is part of urban tourism, and commercialized sex is part of that, too. So it's quite likely that autonomous vehicles will lead to prostitution, whether legal or illegal, to take place in moving autonomous vehicles in the future. Cohen says he predicts sex and autonomous vehicles likely won't become a reality until the year 2040. So everybody can, put their wallets away. No need to go to the ATM. They say in places where prostitution is legal and where regulations support the advancement of technology, those two strands will come together. Oh, I didn't think about that. Yep. Now, they say sex tourism was just a small part of the paper, but it obviously made some headlines. They say hotels will be affected in the future, particularly roadside motels, since people will just sleep in their cars as they travel. Now, that makes sense, too. You aren't going to have to pay for a hotel. You could just fall asleep. I would not trust my car. I would not trust it. He added that people will be more likely to choose a less expensive hotel outside a city center since they can rely on their self-driving car. There'll be job losses in industries linked to transit, like taxis, hop-on, hop-off bus tours. Even restaurants may get burned. They say dining pods and self-driving vehicles will replace restaurants, allowing tourists to go on dining excursions. Are they talking about like Big Boy was in L.A.? I forget where it is, off of Ventura Boulevard. I think there was a Big Boy where you drive up and then somebody comes out on roller skates like the 1950s. I don't know if that still exists, but I remember that in the 70s. Somebody would come out on roller skates and bring you your Big Boy burger, and I love Bob's Big Boy. Bob's Big Boy was so yummy. So I'm wondering if they're saying now, because you're going to be living in your car, well, you know what they're going to have to do? They're going to have to come up with a potty. I wonder if they're going to come up with some sort of way for somebody to go pee, kind of like they do in NASA. Although for girls, it's really hard. Girls, it's always hard. I don't understand that. You would think nature would make it much easier for girls to go to the bathroom than guys. I don't get that. There's got to be, I mean, I don't, you know, you're holding a baby. Trying to sit, you're trying to like keep your knees, you know, closed, right? You know, to, you know, protect the uterus and stuff, not get a lot of infection. And no, we have to squat. I just don't get that. So they say by the year 2040, the majority of time Americans spend on the road will be in driverless vehicles, and people might simply be too engrossed in virtual reality sex to care about what's in the car. All right. Well, that's fascinating. And again, that's from NBC News, so that's wonderful. But that is interesting. Look at what our smartphones did. Our smartphones practically got rid of the watch, and then Apple had to go, oh, no, you know what? I'll come up with Apple Watches. So watches are starting to come back. Fitbits, okay. So that's coming back. Smartphones got rid of the Polaroid and a lot of the cameras. Smartphones got rid of calculators. Smartphones got rid of these little it wasn't a Google Maps. I forgot what we would call it, but it was a navigator. Your phone started taking care of everything. I mean, our watches can check our heart. Later these things are going to be sensing our blood sugar. And so look at what happened just in the last decade, in the last 10 years with the technology with smartphones. So an autonomous vehicle could change it all. I mean, you know, your medical care, doing everything drive-through. Now, to me, that's going to worsen the obesity crisis because nobody's going to get out of the car. If you could do everything in your car, you're not even going to walk to a motel. You're not even going to, you know, try to find a bed to have sex. You're not even going to stop to go into a restaurant. So anything you do in your car that you have to stop and go out and do, you can order groceries from your car. As long as your car has this computer, you don't even have to go to a grocery store. You can do all that from your car or home. There may even be an argument that you may not even need to get into your car. If you're working from home, if you're ordering from home, there's delivery. That might be what ends up being the demise of the cars and making them go cheaper. It's because people don't really need to drive anywhere. You could just, you know. So, it's fascinating. But I really need to, man, I need to get out more. I had no idea. 60% of you guys. Wow. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, when we come back, we're being told that many videos on YouTube, when it comes to prostate cancer, are wrong. So, what are you guys listening and watching? Well, listen to me. I'm not wrong. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
USA Radio News.
President Trump's former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, pled guilty earlier today to lying to Congress about a Russian real estate deal sought by then-candidate Mr. Trump in 2016. Former Deputy Attorney General John Yoo tells Fox News this news could be good or bad for President Trump.
This is a harm to the president, because if you look at what Michael Cohen's pled to, the likelihood that he's not going to serve any significant jail time for this, to me, this reads like the independent counsel, Robert Mueller, giving a reward to Michael Cohen for a lot of cooperation. On the upside for the president, even what Michael Cohen is pleading to here doesn't involve any kind of law-breaking by candidate Donald Trump during the primaries.
The president also tweeted that he's canceling his planned meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin at the G20 summit in Argentina. This is USA Radio News.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Cyber Week ever is on. Save big on Cyber Week deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and top brand electronics like Google Smart Home, it's a sale you won't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/cyberweek. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Cyber Week deals.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Bay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this story got some headlines and grabbed some attention. There's a nurse out of Missouri. I call it Missouri. You could call it Missouri. I don't care. Whatever. But she was fired, we're being told, for refusing a flu shot. And a group of protesters has gathered outside of Mercy Hospital South in St. Louis to protest the hospital's policy that requires employees to receive a flu shot, claiming at least one nurse at the facility was fired after she refused to be vaccinated, citing religious reasons. Nelia Achaband, who organized the protest, told Fox 2 a nurse at Mercy Hospital South was terminated after she requested an exemption from the policy on religious grounds. The hospital allegedly refused to grant the nurse's request and terminated her shortly after. They say Mercy has a policy that says that they accept religious and medical exemptions, and yet in practice it appears they are not accepting them. They're denying them. Now, she said, here at Mercy South, this nurse knows of no other doctor or nurse who actually was granted the religious or medical exemption. And frankly, here we're focused on the religious exemption because the nurse chose rather than being coerced in receiving the shot. Now, you see, this is where you would see, think the ACLU would be coming to bat. And nope. Ashaban wrote on Facebook that the protest was not about the efficacy of flu shots or myths or a pro or anti-vaccine conversation. I think there's a typo there. She says about Mercy's denial of all religious and medical exemptions for their employees and their draconian measure of terminating those who do not give in to their policy. Okay, so a spokesperson for Mercy Hospital South told Fox News that the hospital approved the majority of the 170 exemption requests it received this year, many of which were accepted for meeting valid medical religious exemption criteria. In total, Mercy Health System employs more than 44,000 people. She says the point of our flu vaccination policy is simple. Protection against the flu virus saves lives, especially most of our most vulnerable patients. Requiring healthcare coworkers to be vaccinated for the flu is a best practice across the United States to ensure the safety of our patients, coworkers, and community members. Mercy revised our flu vaccination policy several years ago and requires compliance with the policy by all Mercy coworkers as a condition of employment. So I find law very fascinating. And let me just continue really quick before I give you my opinion here. She says those coworkers whose exemption requests are not accepted will be notified this week and in accordance with our policy will not be permitted to remain employed without receiving a vaccination. This is an important step in protecting our patients, visitors, and coworkers. She added, noting the hospital's policy regarding a mandatory flu shot is the same as most hospitals across the country. Okay, so what we're dealing with now, and again, I'm not trying to take one side or the other, but we have to look at all sides here. First, whenever a hospital has a policy, and there's a policy in place, that means they have this policy because either the government requires it for certain, you know, reimbursements, etc., or they have to avoid getting sued. And a hospital that does not have a vaccination policy may be at risk. You know, that one girl that unfortunately died at the university, I forget, was it University of Maryland? You know, the family, you know, thinks the school is liable. And the school is going to have to bring out their policy on what they do for mold or virus, et cetera. You have to have a policy. The reason why there's all this red tape is because there are people being liable. And so if a hospital is willy-nilly on vaccination practices, they're in trouble. So I hate seeing somebody between a rock and a hard place, whether you're an employee or you're an employer. If you're going to get in trouble for not urging vaccination of your staff, and you're going to get in trouble if your staff get the flu and then infect your patients, and you're going to be liable and you're going to have bad PR and could go under, but you do the opposite where you go, all right, guys, we're going to have a vaccination policy, a mandatory vaccination policy, you get in trouble for that also. Yet you have to give people an option of what to do. There's got to be a right or wrong. Now, same thing with an employee. An employee who is afraid to get a shot. Maybe she doesn't want to get Guillain-Barré like her friend did. Maybe she, you know, wants to get the natural immunity to the flu. You know, a lot of these older people that did not get swine flu back in 2009 were because they were exposed to a very similar strain back in the 50s and had some immunity to it. So you have a lot of people out there that go, look, I don't want to get the flu shot because I want to strengthen my immune system. Now, by getting the flu, I wouldn't recommend that. As a doctor, I recommend the flu shot. The flu could kill. Don't mess with it. But you have a lot of people with those beliefs. And then they do have religious beliefs. So can an employer mandate that they stick something in you, that they inject something in you? Now, somebody could say, well, Dr. Dahlia, if you're going into healthcare, then you signed up for it. You should have known before you went in. And to me, I got all my shots. I got all my vaccines. And I agree. I signed up for that. I knew what I was getting into. But you do have a lot of people where before mandatory vaccination came around, they went into the healthcare field to help people. That doesn't mean they have to, for lifelong, commit to getting mandatory vaccines. What if their opinion changes after seeing somebody get Guillain-Barré or something like that? So this is America. You really can't force somebody to inject something into their body. And my guess is that is going to come up to the Supreme Court. I've been saying that. I don't know when it is. But at some point, you know, the Supreme Court's going to have to weigh in. Is it constitutional? Is it, you know, allowed? You know, where your employer or multiple employers can force you, or schools for, you know, school vaccines. Can the government mandate you get vaccinated? Now, the problem lies is there could be some really nasty diseases. We already have some nasty diseases. We've kept them at bay. But there could be some new ones. And you have some children that can't get vaccinated. You know, the answer everybody says is, well, look, okay, if you want the vaccine, then you give your kid the vaccine, and then they're good. So if somebody doesn't want a vaccine, leave them alone. I get that. But on the flip side, you have some children out there that can't get vaccinated. And so we are hoping by herd immunity to keep things like polio and chicken pox and smallpox should have come back, you know, but a whole variety of these illnesses at bay by vaccinating everybody. The problem is you hear these very rare cases of side effects. Parents freak out, understandably so. And so now we have situations where parents don't want to vaccinate their kids, not all of them. And you have employees going, I'm not going to let you inject something into me. I mean, for me, I never got the flu shot until I got the flu one year, and oh, it was bad. And I'm like, you know what? I got to take care of my kids. I got to, no. Because my kids, I gave the kids a flu shot, but I'm like, for me, I wanted to garner the natural immunity. Because, you know, doctors kind of are pretty resilient because we're exposed to so much. But then I was like, you know what? Now that I'm getting the flu, I better, looks like I'm not, go ahead, get the shot. So I do. I get the flu shot every year. I don't mess with it. But it'll be very interesting to see what ends up happening if these actually become court cases and going up to the Supreme Court. Because what are we allowed to do? You know, are we allowed to say, don't put something into my body or my child's body? Or is it about the community? Who comes first, the individual or the community? And somebody asked, is it right-leaning or left-leaning either way? I don't think that it's really a political leaning. I don't think I could say it's a political leaning that people mandate vaccines. However, a lot of people with religious beliefs are the ones that refuse vaccines. And so that's where there might be a political rift, but it's not really supposed to follow some Democrat or Republican ideology. This is individual versus community. 1-877-DOC-TELLY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DrDahlia. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Brian writes, fainting spells ended when wearing corsets stopped being a regular thing. This is from my wife, he says. So he was when we were talking about why, you know, women used to faint all the time in movies and things like that, and then you just don't see women faint anymore, you know, and you can now talk about anything like war and, you know, topics like economy in front of a woman and she doesn't pass out like they used to do. He and his wife said it was probably because of the corsets. That does make sense. That makes a lot of sense. It still doesn't explain the 1970s sort of fainting, because we didn't really wear corsets then, but I think women did faint all the time in the olden days. And those corsets stopping your, I mean, Spanx. I can't tell you how many times I'm winded if I'm wearing Spanx. I'm like, don't ever make me sing. You know, many times you guys have caught me sing off key. It's not because I can't sing. Well, maybe I can't sing, but it's because I'm wearing Spanx. And, you know, when you're holding your breath, you know, it's kind of hard to do. So, thank you. Thank you, Brian. Guys, keep your comments coming, your emails, your medical questions, right? Love it. Keep it up. Keep it up. You know, something I've been noticing on Facebook, I love these memes. I think these memes are so funny. So, these memes are like where I hate the term meme. Meme is stupid, but you just gotta have these pictures of people. And there's like funny, or they're like pictures from the movie, and there's like a funny still from the movie with a little funny quip. So I found one. I like work-related humor. Work-related humor is some of my favorite to post on Facebook and Twitter. So there's one where there's a guy sitting there. He kind of looks like, you know, from the guy from Me, Myself, Irene, Jim Carrey. And he goes, Roger that. And it says, when your boss starts telling you how to do your job, knowing full well you do the same blank every day. And he's like, Roger that. And, you know, I think that's funny because a lot of us, we work in places where, you know, we're doing a job, we've been doing it right, and then we get schooled on our job. We're like, I like doing that every day. But then another thing that caught my eye was this one. Don't worry about those who talk behind your back. They're behind you for a reason. Now, that's pretty cool, right? Because it's something that I think a lot of us deal with, talking behind your back, you know? Now, I work with Daniel at GCN Network, right? So Daniel's working the dials. I can't talk behind his back, even if I wanted to, because he is connected to me by the microphone, and there's nobody here in my studio to talk about him to. You know, so if I wanted to talk some smack, right, about Daniel, I'd have to just do it on air. Oh, man, you know, the guy, you know, yeah, he hits the dials too perfectly, and he's Mr. Perfect, and whatever. I can't talk behind his back. I just have to complain. Just like the Dr. Dahlia Show news team. The Dr. Dahlia Show news team is like the worst news team. They are the worst crew you could ever have in media. They really suck. But I don't talk about them behind their back. I'm just going to tell you. And the reason why I bring this up is I'm doing some self-reflecting, evaluating. I don't like gossip. I do not like gossip. I don't like when people talk behind your back. But the one thing I know I do is I'm just very open about my criticism. I mean, I don't want to give you shade, and I don't want to, you know, make you, I don't want to, you know, make fun of you, but if I think something is wrong, I don't want to go to somebody behind the back and say, oh, I just want to say, okay, I disagree with that. Can we fix it? Now, on one respect, I think that's better because then you don't get accused for going behind someone's back. On the other end, it's too public. And so this is another thing where it's like you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. If there's somebody you're working with that really sucks, but you don't want to talk behind their back, do you just tell them to their face? You know, I don't like to tell people they suck. What I do, I accept the Dr. Dahlia Show news team. They really do. I mean, where are they? I mean, the show is like, what, we're like deep into the show, and they still haven't even shown up. But, yeah, I pay them good. I don't know where the hell they are. They usually come when I'm off air, going, all right, what do you want? What do we do? Oh, Nancy Pelosi's going to win speaker. Oh, I'm like, are you kidding me? We already covered that hours ago. Give me something new. So, yeah. Anyway, but a lot of you guys are in a position at work where poop is happening around you. And I've been there, and that sucks. Where there's plotting, there's planning, and let me tell you right now, if you are in a situation like that, it is toxic. extremely toxic. And if you don't think your position is strong enough to withstand that BS, get the hell out of there. I have seen so many instances throughout my life of places where it's just, oh my gosh, people sleeping with other people, people trying to sleep their way to the top, and then they talk bad about you, or they, you know, mess up your, they literally try to mess up your path. And, you know, it's funny because when I was a kid, I was like, oh, I love people, I love people. And I remember my parents said, when you get older, you're not going to like people that much. I'm like, what are you talking about? I love people. They're funny. They are so funny. There's this meme I got to tell you guys about. Hold on a second. You know, getting off topic here. There's this meme of a dog, okay? This is why I love people. Yeah, true, you got people doing a lot of charitable things and stuff, but I love people who are funny. They have too much time on their hands. And so I guess there's this meme of a dog, if I could pull it up. And hold on a second. This is really good. I like this. I'm sorry. I have to read it to you guys if it lets me. Now, people make me laugh. People who make me laugh, I like. You could be the biggest jerk. You could have robbed a bank. But if you make me laugh. So there's a dog sitting there looking at the beach. And the dog says, 'Tis better to have eaten something and thrown it up and then eaten it again than never to have eaten it at all. 'Tis better to have eaten something and thrown it up and then eaten it again than never to have eaten it at all. I mean, that is some really profound stuff. I got to put that on Twitter. That is some profound stuff. I love that. But the one thing I am noticing is there are some real bad people out there. Now, I don't know if it's mental illness. I don't know if it's that people get bored or that there's some people that are just that type of personality where they like to mess stuff up. You see, I'm a blue. I want everything to be copacetic. I want everybody happy. I want everything going in the right direction. I want everybody benefiting. Now, I may get mad, and I may get frustrated, and then I may, you know, try to recruit everybody and go, guys, can we steer it back on the right track? Can we, like, you know, get our poop together? Come on. And you have some people that just don't want to group up. They just don't want to huddle. They just don't, they, you know. And so I'm finding the older I get that you really kind of need to find your niche and make sure you're around people that have positive energy and aren't these toxic personalities. And so when I saw that, you know, that meme, don't worry about those who talk behind your back. They're behind you for a reason. You know, say that to yourself. If there's people trying to mess with you, it's probably because they're jealous. And if they're jealous, you know, just keep looking forward and moving forward. Don't try to go back and get to their level. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Detailed at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.